State Representative Bryce Edgman introduced a bill last week that would allow village public safety officers across the state to carry firearms. KYUK's Mark Earhart has more.
Since the program began in the 1970s, VPSOs have often been the only permanent law enforcement presence in many rural Alaskan communities. But they have never been able to carry guns. Representative Edgman's bill would change that.
I think it's time that we look at this issue very closely.
Edgman says allowing VPSOs to carry firearms will better equip them to serve and protect communities.
I think we're at a point now where we need to have the conversation about making sure our VPSOs are able to, number one, properly carry out their duties, but two, to also have the ability to protect themselves in instances where they're in harm's way.
Last month, a VPSO in Manicotic was fatally shot in the line of duty, stirring up debate across the state. The Association of Village Council Presidents runs the VPSO program in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. President Myron Nanning.
You know, why do we send our VPSOs to a situation that can result in death like this incident down in Manicotic and send them there without any firearms?
Nanning says out of the 27 VPSOs in the YK Delta, over half were in support of carrying firearms, though several others were undecided, Nanning says. Representative Edgman says the bill wouldn't just put guns in VPSOs' hands right out of the gate.
You know, nobody's suggesting that VPSOs be able to carry arms without getting the proper training. And we wrote that into the bill. That's sort of the part two of it all, is that we want our VPSOs to be properly trained as well.
Edgman says he has gotten bipartisan favor in Juneau.
Instantly, without really much effort, a lot of support that has cropped up here in the Capitol. And I think looking at my emails, there's been only anything but support from across the state. It's generated a lot of responses.
The bill will not be voted up or down this year as session is close to ending, Edgman says. There may be public hearings held this winter to discuss the issue. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.